Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, a bill is being reintroduced today in Dáil Éireann to try to make catfishing illegal. Catfishing is when false information and photos are used online to impersonate someone and deceive people. And these false identities can then be used in online romance scams, some of which rob people of thousands of euro. We're joined here by Fianna Fáil Senator Fiona O'Loughlin, who reintroduced the bill today, and also by Fiona O'Malley from the online mental health charity Turn to Me. And you're both very welcome to the programme. Senator, I might come to yourself first. And how far would this legislation go, or what would it do to combat catfishing?
Good evening to you, Sarah. This will bring the full rigours of the law on somebody who's found guilty of catfishing. And you've spoken about what catfishing means. For many, it will lead to blackmail, financial exploitation, or indeed worse. We saw the case of Alexander McCartney in Newry last year, who was found guilty of 185 different charges. But in fact, one of those, a 12-year-old girl, took her own life very sadly because of the blackmail that he had exposed her to. And her dad took his own life 18 months later. So it's a very,
very... Just for people who might vaguely remember the case, but he posed Alexandra McCartney as a teenage girl on Snapchat.
On Snapchat, absolutely.
And then used that identity to trick young girls effectively into sending explicit images, and then he used those images to blackmail them.
That's it. So there's a very clear gap in our legislation because we're still catching up with the online space. This bill addresses catfishing from both angles, and by that I mean the person that has been harmed because they have been catfished and become a victim, and also the person whose identity was stolen. And since we started having this conversation, since myself and former Senator Lisa Chambers introduced this in the Shannon last October, it's just incredible the number of people in ordinary society and communities right around the country that have contacted both of us and given us examples of how they've been catfished. So while we've been very familiar with listening to podcasts and, you know, reading stories, it's all anecdotal. We need to take it seriously. It's more than about just entertainment. We have to take a very firm line. We have to introduce legislation that makes this a crime, which it's not at the moment. And also to give a very strong message to society to say this is not on.
All right. So at the moment, if you've been catfished, what happens in comparison to what will happen if this legislation passes?
Well, at the moment, it's not a crime. Now, if there has been a financial transaction, somebody can go through the courts and there can be that actually is a crime because there has been financial fraud. But in a lot of instances, finance doesn't come into it. And it's no less a crime if somebody's identity is stolen. It can cause really deep psychological and emotional harm. And we all know of people who have been tricked and trapped in what they feel are romantic relationships. So at the moment, there isn't anything. And equally, the online spaces, the organisations that have online apps, it's very, very difficult to get their real engagement. But if the Gardaí did have the legislation to empower them to deal with these situations, well, then those companies and the dating apps would have to take action.
And what action will they have to take under this legislation? So we'll say, for example, tomorrow I realise my identity is being used to catfish somebody else. What can I do if the legislation has been passed?
Yeah, well, the fact that if this became a criminal offence, and by that, within this bill, we have that somebody can be in jail for up to 5 years. And the online companies would have to take that very seriously, because if they are, shall we say, aiding and abetting somebody who can be charged with a criminal offence, they will be an awful lot quicker to react to it and to investigate a situation and to take down the harmful communications that are online.
Okay, so by making it a crime, you reckon it'll force the social media companies to engage in a way maybe that
Absolutely.
They're not at the moment. I'll come to Fiona O'Malley on this from Turn to Me. And Fiona, you're very welcome, CEO of the online mental health support community Turn to Me. What's your view, firstly, on this proposed legislation?
So it's something that I certainly welcome because we have seen the detrimental impact it has on a person's life and on their mental health, including anxiety, depression, emotional distress, and in some more severe cases where the catfishing has gone on for a longer period, PTSD-like symptoms can present in the victims. We do welcome the legislation. However, we would welcome if it was further extended, if the drafters of the legislation included, I suppose, quicker remedies. And what I mean by that is without the need for an ordinary member of the public, if they were the victim of catfishing, to first have to obtain a Norwich Pharmacal order to unveil whoever is behind the fake profile pretending to be them. These Norwich Pharmacal orders can cost over €150,000, so they're prohibitively expensive for most. So we would ask that the legislation is examined again and that it should specify the need for social media and dating companies to set up or to fund a point of contact available to the public who can report suspected catfishing to them without the need for these kind of expensive court orders. And this legislation ought to give appropriate reporting measures to citizens. For example, if someone realises that their profile is being used without their consent, they may upload ID and selfies to prove that they are the real person. And the legislation ought to also give an appropriate response time, such as 5 working days, so that the victims aren't left feeling further isolated or at sea.
Okay, some interesting suggestions there. Can I just get a bit more information, Fiona, from you about the court order that you're talking about? You used a phrase there that I didn't quite catch. It's going to cost €150,000. Even under the new legislation. So if you want to expose who the person is who's using your identity in order to get that, you have to pay a court order, €150,000 for a court order to do that. Is that correct?
So a Norwich Pharmacal order is the name of the court order, and they can cost up to €150,000. They are prohibitively expensive for most people. And the legislation, even though it's fantastic in that it does specify that catfishing in and of itself is a crime, it still doesn't provide a remedy for the people who are the victims of catfishing. They still have to go to the social media companies, and they still come up against these barriers that might still be prohibitive.
Okay, Senator Fiona, can I get your response to that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm very happy to engage with Fiona offline in relation to how we can improve this bill. The fact it is a private member's bill means that we don't have the recourses to expert opinion and to expert drafters such as would be in government. And while we are at this stage, we've passed second stage, we absolutely are open to amendments that we can put in, that members of other parties or indeed that the government can put in. The whole point of this is to protect victims and to try to dissuade perpetrators from, you know, engaging with this type of harmful behaviour. And to call catfishing out for what it is, it's sheer manipulation and emotional abuse. So I'm happy to engage with Fiona. That wasn't something that we had envisaged, certainly, that a victim would have to go to that, period of time and, of course, financial expense. We want to make it simpler and easier, and I'll certainly engage with Fiona on that.
Okay.
And we'll see what amendments we can put in to improve the bill.
And Senator, what about the timeline that Fiona is talking about there, 5 days for a social media company to respond? Because we know across all different aspects of engaging with social media companies, that can be one of the most frustrating, that you're just left hanging.
Absolutely. And what we're finding now, and in preparing this bill, we did speak to victims, we spoke to Gardaí, we spoke to barristers to get different opinions in relation to it. We know that it's very difficult to get any type of engagement in relation to it. We will, of course, be talking to Commissioner Naman in relation to it, and we will set a realistic time frame and timeline in this as we proceed further.
All right. Fiona, what do you think of that?
Yes, I think that's a fantastic remedy, and I would certainly welcome the opportunity to speak to the Senator about potential inputs to improve the bill, but it's certainly a very welcome first step.
On the wider issue of catfishing and getting caught with this, I know you want to highlight four key red flags to try to help people spot online deception. I think that's growing more and more important, isn't it? Especially with the advent of AI and its ability to mimic people's voices really, really well, which is an issue, but also obviously identity as well.
Yeah, absolutely. With the use, as you say, of deep fake and shallow fake technology, it can be very, very convincing. It's not just people who are silly or vulnerable who fall prey to catfishing. Highly intelligent people can also be catfished. So the four red flags that we would encourage people to be aware of. The first is the most important. If the person you're talking to avoids video calls or in-person meetings, that's one of the biggest red flags of a catfish, is their refusal to meet in person or do video calls. They can often make excuses like, I have a broken camera, I have poor internet connection, I have work commitments. But if someone you've been talking to online consistently avoids real-time interactions, it might be a sign that they're not who they say they are. The second red flag is if their story has inconsistencies. So it's like the old saying, if you want to be a good liar, you have to have a good memory. Catfishers can often struggle to keep their lies straight, and they might tell different versions of their backstory, change details about their job, family, location, or forget what they've previously told you. And sometimes they have so many aliases and so many online profiles, they can find it difficult to keep their story straight. The third red flag is if they try to move the relationship forward too quickly. They will often try to fast-track relationships, showering their targets with excessive compliments, even declarations of love after just a few conversations. This practice is called love bombing, and it's a manipulative tactic to gain control of another person. And the fourth is if they ask for money or personal favours. That's a common goal of catfishing, and we would encourage people to never, ever give out personal information, transfer money, gift cards, or ever give any type of personal details, such as your address, your ID details, or banking information. That's another huge red flag. And if anyone, any of your listeners are the victims of catfishing, and if they feel like they need some one-to-one counselling sessions, that's something that Turn to Me can provide on our website, turntome.ie.
All right. Very interesting to speak to you both. Thank you for joining us. That's Fiona O'Malley of Turn to Me, and also Senator Fiona O'Loughlin. Thank you both.